Is it possible to escape the friend zone? Some steps for breaking free from the friend zone. First things first, whether you want to believe it or not, stereotypes play a major role in how people think and how relationships can play out because of what is expected and what is not. Based on all of this, if there is someone you like and you do not ever want to be put in the friend zone, you need to break free from the nice guy and or sweet girl act of stereotype and let it be known that you want to possibly be more than just friends down the road. Have some ground established, but do not be overly needy. Consider what the differences are between the relationship being just as friends or with the relationship being a romantic one. If a romantic relationship is what you want, then another way to let it be known is to touch a certain way, and if nothing happens, then it is time for you to realize that you are wasting your time on someone who does not feel the same about you. With that being said, these steps and aspects are going to be explained more below. Breaking a stereotype can be hard, but it is something that needs to be done if you want to be more than just friends with someone. It is common for friends to fall in love or for one's love to become best friends, but there are also those who do not feel the same way and things as friends can fall apart as well. It all depends on how the situation goes. Affection and attentions is lovely, but know when to draw the line. You should not be quick with decisions until you are both on the same page and are talking about marriage or something. But then, until then, you should relax because it may not be what you think at all. In order to figure this out, you need to figure out if the relationship is just friends or if it can be more. See what each other wants in a partner. Talk about plans for the future and see if you are both on the same page or not. Another indicator if you need to determine and start right away or not is how you will touch each other. This is because some touches can be romantic while others are platonic, and you do not want to ever touch someone the wrong way because it could end up very badly. A nice test would be to slowly reach for the hair, like to push out of the face or to get something out of. If positive and flirty feelings are reciprocated, then you are in. If nothing is given back, then you need to slowly but surely realize that they will never see you how you see them, and you need to do your best to move on and see if you can both still be friends or not.